Today is Global Recycling Day, with a focus on the power of youth, education and innovation in ensuring a brighter future for the planet. Joining me via Skype is Toby McCartney, who is the CEO of Meg River. And Toby, you've come up with an ingenious way of using plastic that we no longer wish to use and turning that into a product that will fill potholes. Good morning. How does it work?
Yeah, very good morning to you. Yes, we take waste plastics, and those plastics are destined for landfill or incineration, and we use them to replace or extend part of the bitumen, the black oily stuff that you find in a road that acts as a glue. And those plastics, they enhance the road that they go into.
Now, you will be trialing this in South Africa in Jeffreys Bay, which is a very popular coastal town on the Southern Cape, but you have seen it working in other parts of the world already.
Yeah, we have our roads down. We started out in the UK, in Scotland, and then we went down into England. But we have roads down now out in the US and over in Australia, in New Zealand, Bahrain and Dubai and Turkey, and in fact all over the world now. So the roads have been trialed with various different temperatures and different types of road, different designs of road, and it's been very, very successful.
Because in South Africa, unfortunately, their rail infrastructure is not as efficient as it should be. So not only are there many cars that are driving the stretches of road from one part of South Africa to another, but you also have a lot of trucks that are carrying goods across the country. This technology should be able to withstand the pressure then that would come from heavy, heavy vehicles.
Yeah. The technology we have different mixes of different polymers, different plastics that we use, and some of the mixes, they make the roads stronger, so they reduce what we call rutting. So sometimes when you put very heavy goods vehicles onto the road, they make a sort of a rut or a dip in the road, and if they do that, then shortly after you get potholes. Whereas when we add a strength into that road, it stops it rutting. You can drive heavier goods vehicles over it, and it reduces the potholes that you get in that road.
The obvious benefit is to the environment and the reduction of waste plastic that would go to landfills, as you indicated a moment ago. But in terms of rands and cents or pounds, in your case, is it cheaper to use this technology to lay the road?
Yeah, well, all of our plastics go in and they replace part of the bitumen, so the black oily stuff in that road. And because we're taking a waste product that has no value and using it to replace a product like oil or bitumen that has high value, we can reduce the cost of the manufacture of that road too.
And where do you source your plastic from, Toby?
Well, as best we can, we like to use local waste for local roads. And now that we're in South Africa, we're now using so the waste actually for the trials comes from the UK. But after those trials and once they're proven to be successful in South Africa, it will always be South Africa's waste for South Africa's roads.
And how soon are we going to see that road being trialed?
Well, I hope very soon. It's within the next month. That trial will be going down. We'll then take various tests from that road to make sure it works, so that the local authorities are happy with the results. And then soon after, we'll be setting up our manufacturing, and away we go from there. Very excited.
Very exciting indeed. Toby, thank you very much for your time this morning and good luck with the project. Toby McCartney is the CEO of Meg River, and a stretch of road in Jeffreys Bay in the Eastern Cape will be a kilometer stretch of road that has been made in part with using plastic that would have otherwise been a waste. Thank you very much, Toby.